Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Let's start the morning off with a good old-fashioned headline Hall of Fame. Oh. Are you ready, Stacey Cooper?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, read it, did, do.
Headline Hall of Fame.
Nailed it.
Not my best.
Children end school bus hijacking by asking lots of questions. This happened in South Carolina last week. Scary situation, but before we get into it, everyone's fine. No injuries.
Okay.
Nothing bad happened.
Good.
We're all good to go. This guy tried hijacking a bus filled with kids.
Yep.
18 kids on board. Bus driver stays super calm. This guy, though, asks all the kids to come to the front of the bus so he can watch them. Mistake number one for this guy. Because these kids start going off. Because what do kids like doing?
Asking questions.
Asking questions. They're like, who are you? Are you a soldier? Are you going to hurt us? What's it like? What do you do for a living? Why are you doing this? Like, just going off nonstop. After 6 minutes, this guy gives up. 6 minutes of kids asking questions nonstop. He lets the kids and the bus driver off the bus, and he just goes solo.
Takes the bus by himself.
And then he gets caught like 10 minutes later by the police. He's in jail for a long time. 6 minutes. That's how long this guy made it.
That's not great.
All the parents listening right now are like, those are rookie numbers, bud. 6 minutes? I've been going for 3 days now. We actually have audio from that bus. The kids asking the questions. Crazy.
Ever gone mountain biking?
What do you want to be when you grow up?
What's the right tip?
Have you called a plumber to your home lately?
How much money would it take to make you spend a night in a cemetery? You display this as a trophy? Do you have a pet? Do you have a sweet tooth? Do you believe in the power of a curse?
Have you had your hearing tested lately?
Planning a trip soon? Do you remember the tallest man you've ever seen? Do you love to go a-wandering beneath a clear blue sky? Have you noticed what big stars real estate agents have become?
Yes.
Be careful with your personal records. Does your computer ever seem to have a mind of its own? Have you ever visited a Chinatown section in a major city? Have you ever visited a flea market? You ever visited a truck stop? Did you ever have a job as a waiter? Have you noticed how many successful restaurants are theme-based these days? Have you ever had the desire to write your initials in wet cement?
Okay, that's not the bus. That's Jonathan Frakes. Is that how you say his name?
Is that Ripley's Believe It or Not?
Please believe it or not, a super cut of all the intros from that show.
Oh, it's great.
45 seconds of gold there.
Ever wonder what happens when the microphones are off? What do they do when the music is playing? It's Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
Oh, shit. I need to do the census when I get home.
Oh, yeah. When's the deadline for that?
Today.
Today's the deadline?
Yeah.
What happens if you don't do it?
Straight to jail.
Oh.
Do not collect $200 either.
That was Behind the Scenes on Cruise Mornings.
Walking my dog yesterday, and I saw some weird things. First of all, I started the walk at GD Archibald Park right off Spadina there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that basketball hoop in the middle of a field.
The grass court.
It's been there forever.
Yeah.
Like, and every time I walk by it, I'm like, oh, yeah. I wonder if anyone actually plays basketball on that thing anymore. Zero chance.
Probably not.
But it's been there forever. Just like the traffic cone on First Avenue by the CTV building.
Mm-hmm.
That's also been there forever. Just like the hoop at Archibald Park. Keep walking, though, and I get to the Sutherland Dog Park, cross the bridge. There's a deer leg in a tree. The things you see on a walk in Saskatoon,
like
right?
Like a fresh one?
I don't know, but it was weird. My dog was going banana sandwich over this leg.
Oh, yeah?
Like
someone held a snack up in the tree for
trying
me.
Trying to climb the tree and everything, yada, yada. I post the photo up on my Twitter page. At Radio Clayton, if you want to follow me. Shameless plug. And then someone commented on my tweet. They're saying, hey, did you see the hidden gnome village? And I'm like,
excuse me?
Hidden what now? Apparently, there is a hidden gnome village at the Sutherland Dog Park.
Wow.
A good friend of mine, Steven, he's a teacher here in Saskatoon, so shout out to him. He's actually a twofer teacher, a dance teacher at Step On Stage, and he's a school teacher. So
a double threat.
He's a double threat. We had to call him this morning and get the lowdown here, because apparently it's true.
So when you go into the Sutherland Dog Park and then go down by the river closest to the bridge, there are small gnome houses, all with like little gnome themes scattered all around those kind of trails down there. There's some hidden up in trees, there's some under logs, and you got to kind of look for them because they're some are really hidden away, and they all have, there's like a little gnome library. There's one, I'm pretty sure it says like My Gnome Away From Home. There's the Gnomeo and Juliet house, and there's just there's all sorts of little gnome puns on these houses, and there's like a good dozen of them that we found, at least.
Was your friend high at the time?
Maybe.
Did he imagine this?
Maybe.
Is this real?
I'm going to go hunting for it after work today.
I've seen some pretty cute. There's a tree outside of Ronald McDonald House on Clarence, and it's got a tiny little door at the bottom for fairies.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff. So maybe it's real.
Hopefully. A gnome village in Saskatoon? Man, put that on the sign coming into town. Saskatoon shines. Also, we have a gnome village.
Confused lyrics.
Okay, first one is from Denise. Led Zeppelin, Black Dog. This is great. Denise hears, "Hey baby, oh baby, pretty baby, gooby dabby dooby dow."
Just nonsense at the end.
And that's what she said. She's like, I don't get it. Like, what is he actually saying? Turns out the actual lyrics, "Hey baby, oh baby, pretty baby, darling, make some do me now."
No.
Sure. Whatever, guys.
Just a monstrosity of noises there. The next one is from Landon. Platinum Blonde doesn't really matter. This might be my favorite. Landon hears "My My Mole," followed by seagull noises, followed by once again "My My Mole," followed by once again more seagull noises. Funny reading that text, because he was like, "Yeah, I hear seagull noises in there." Usually it's a word, not seagull noises, right?
Oh god.
The actual lyrics, it's not seagull noises, it's "no no no."
Man, just so much shouting.
It's just that first one there, hey the perfect.
That was great, Landon. Thank you for that. The last one's from Barb. David Bowie, Modern Love.
This has been a great Cruise Confused lyrics, by the way.
Fantastic. Barb hears, "Puts my trust in Garden Man." Garden Man. No confessions. Garden Man. No religion.
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Garden Man.
Here to solve your green thumb problems.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Looks like that soil's dry. No worries. Power hose. All right. Let's just wrap this up, shall we?
We're having a great time.
Let's wrap this up, shall we? What are the real lyrics?
The actual lyrics, "Puts my trust in God and man."
It's like the Boston accent version. Garden Man.
Hey, it's Garden Man.
Garden Man. Garden Man. Yeah. You see Noma last night hit those dingers? Yeah. Noma. Go Sox.
He showed up in my yard.
Yard. Noma.
Anyway.
Yeah, whatever. The rumors are swirling once again, Stacey.
I love me a good rumor.
Saskatoon is a city of rumors. I mean, that bonanza rumor is still floating around 7 years after it burnt down.
But
it's coming back, guys.
I heard it's coming back.
It's going to be in the old Johnny Boys location. I'm telling you, it's coming back.
We talked about, the possibility of something coming to Saskatoon, and we had two calls this morning about Johnny Boys fried chicken.
Because people in Saskatoon love speculating what's going in old, out-of-business restaurant buildings. It's our favorite thing to do.
It's fun. I have to admit it.
Like, I'm sad when a restaurant shuts down, but then I'm not happy. That's the wrong word, but...
There's anticipation.
It means you get to play the guess what's going in the building game.
Yeah.
Saskatoon's favorite game. The rumors we're talking about, of course, the downtown arena rumors. Because yesterday, the Priester Sports Group bought the Rush. So now they own the Blades and the Rush.
Mm-hmm.
And people think that because the same people own both now, maybe they'll go 3 for 3 by the Rattlers. That's probably not going to happen. But why don't they build a downtown arena to facilitate both their teams? You know, maybe the Priestners will throw some cash in for the downtown arena. There are all these rumors and speculations going on around the city right now, even though there's zero evidence to support the
but
rumor.
But that's usually what's the most fun about speculating, is having no information and just making something up.
People were just making up those rumors out of thin air. Oh yeah, they're totally building a downtown arena. I was actually at a restaurant with the Priestners one day,
and I overheard
them saying they want to build their own downtown arena. So, like, what?
Yeah, easy.
it's back in the news, though. Downtown arena. And I kind of thought, okay, why don't we have a downtown horse racing track now that Marquis isn't a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Downtown horse racing track?
That'd be kind of cool.
We could have best of both worlds. We build a downtown arena, and then we build the horse track around the arena.
Two things. Either that would be the smallest arena ever or the longest horse track.
You can have stands on the roof of the arena. So the stands would go in a circle, and instead of sitting on the outskirts of the horse racing track, you're in the middle and you get to watch it from there.
Wow. This sounds complicated.
Why are we wasting time talking about this? It's not going to happen.
According to my records, today is the day McDonald's Canada is bringing an item out of retirement back to the menu.
You just have a record of all the McDonald's promotions going on, or?
Just this one. I was very excited.
According to my records.
The Burger King. No, but we talked about this a little while ago, and they say it's a tasty treat coming back out of retirement. So I don't think it's going to be like the McRib, or everyone else was like, oh, the McPizza's coming back. It's going to be something sweet.
Really? You think that?
Treat?
Pizza can be a treat.
You're right, Clayton. You are right.
Processed rib meat can be a treat.
That is true as well. I just went to their Twitter. Forgive me. I don't even know if I'm doing this right. I can't see anything.
You're the worst at Twitter. You have Twitter.
I do.
You never use it.
It's a vacant account.
And your husband's so good at Twitter, too.
I know. Well, you have to balance in a relationship. I take care of Instagram and Facebook. He takes care of Twitter.
Should I give his Twitter a shameless plug here?
Sure.
I think it's Original Shiner 9.
79.
79?
Sure.
He likes all my tweets, so.
Yeah, he likes you.
But yeah, you're not good on the Twitter, which, I mean.
No, so did I, they have a pinned tweet from the 8th.
Yeah.
22 hours ago. Pokemon. Oh, that's not it. Nope.
This is like watching a grandma try to figure out a remote control or something.
I feel like a grandma trying to figure out a remote control. But anyway, breaking news as it happens. We'll let you know as soon as we find out.
Yeah, we're on McDonald's promotion watch 2021.
I really thought they would have announced it by now because, I don't know. I really hope it's the old animal cracker cookies or the chocolate chip cookies.
With the creepy Ronald McDonald head, right? Because it had the McDonald's cookies from back in the day, they had the heads of the characters. So they had the Hamburglar, they had Grimace. And I remember the Ronald McDonald head it came with.
Just terrifying.
Well, it made him look like, he kind of does have an afro, but it was like Afro City on the cookie, right?
But so delicious. And then some people saying too, because the apple pie is no longer
deep fried.
It's baked. What's that garbage?
It's still good.
It's still tasty. I would eat one, but the old school deep fried one would be nice.
That would be kind of a letdown. Hey, the new treat. We're deep frying our pies now.
Instead of baking them.
I think it's going to be the Smarty McFlurry. They got rid of it. I think they're going to bring that back, and it's going to be,
I just need to give a shout out to my girl, Kendra, who comes on after us. Kendra and I both think Smarties in ice cream is the biggest waste of time.
Well, you're the biggest waste of time.
Smarties are a crap candy.
You're
you
crap candy.
With soft serve, who cares?
I care.
We may have a little bit of an exhibition this year.
Yay!
It's all still tentative, of course, because we just don't know what the future holds anymore. That's never going to happen again. They made the cancellation last year on May 11th, and they still did something kind of fun where you could drive through and get your spud nuts and the corn dogs and stuff so you could have a little taste of the exhibition. But this year, they're looking to maybe do something different by having everything outdoors and reducing the amount of people that would be allowed on site. Obviously, they love packing the exhibition when it's able to be and having as many people there as possible. That's what it's all about. But this time, they just really want to do something. They want to do it safely, but they still want to be able to give us residents in Saskatoon something that's like normal. And the exhibition is a big part of a lot of people's summer.
A limit on guests could actually lead to a better X experience.
That's what I was thinking.
Think about the parking. Usually parking at the X, like, you're not getting a spot at Prairie Land, let's be honest here.
And even just like the crowd, and again, some people live for that, right? Mm-hmm. The crowded midway, making your way through all the people and stuff, but this might just be a little bit more laid back.
Lines at rides, lines at the games, lines at food, they're going to be a lot smaller.
I did mention they are going to have everything outdoors, so that kind of limits the indoor, what do you call it? Like the
expo kind of thing?
The
trade show?
The trade show. Yes.
See, that's my favorite part of the X.
I love that
part. There are two parts in Prairie Land. You walk in Prairie Land, you can go right, and that's like the kid area, right? Like the dinosaur bone dig and the iguanas and all that stuff, yeah?
Right.
And then you go left, and that's like the trade show part. You walk in.
Grown-ups.
You smell the fudge. There's some hot tub salesmen being really pushy in one corner.
And pepperoni sticks somewhere.
Oh, I just, some guy selling decks in one corner. I love that trade show at Prairie Land. It's There's that smell, right? Like the Blockbuster smell we were talking about, the wood chip smell. What about the Saskatoon X trade show smell?
Or just X in general.
Let's continue the streak of talking about food on Cruise Morning, shall we?
Okay.
I think we're on like a 563-day streak
Something
of food
like
talk. Yeah.
We're having a problem at the Cooper household right now. I am tapped out when it comes to recipes. We are sick of everything that I make.
Everything?
My husband loves burgers.
Yeah.
Burgers are one of his favorite things. And I said yesterday, I was like, so what should we do for dinner? Should I make burgers and salad? And he's like, you know, I think I'm burgered out. And it was like, excuse me, who are you?
Yeah, that's weird.
And yeah, just any suggestion. And it's even me. It's not like it's just him. It's me. I'll say, how about you do this? And it's like, oh God, seriously? So I need to like ditch the whole menu thing, whatever I make, and just start fresh with a bunch of new things because it's just gotten so stale.
Or you could just like cleanse your palate for a week. For a week, eat nothing but like cereal, grilled cheese, chicken fingers. Eat like a 10-year-old for like a week, and it'll make you appreciate all of the dishes that you're so amazing at cooking.
Okay, that's an option, yeah.
So just go through hell for 1 week. I mean, hell for you, heaven for me.
True, that does sound delicious.
Actually, not even heaven, just everyday life for me. And then maybe that'll help?
I think even going to like Pinterest to the food part and just blindly scrolling and picking five recipes and just make it. That sounds awful.
You don't have any deep cuts like in your recipe repertoire?
No, I do, but we're sick of those too.
Even the deep cuts?
Everything.
Huh.
It's been, Sean and I have been together for like 17, 18 years.
You should probably know that, but
I
okay.
Know. And it's so I've been cooking for a really long time. And yeah,
17 or 18 years?
Apparently. And it just needs to be freshened up.
You could do one of those meal prep services.
Oh, the boxes.
Like they get sent to your house. I think that's like cheating though.
I've been tempted to do those, but I don't know.
That's not you cooking. It's just following instructions, not even a recipe.
And I always think to myself, I'm like, I can do all of like, they take the time and prepackage everything for you. And it's like, I can just do this myself.
I got it. Nope. Never mind. Genius. Just change up the spices. Like, get rid of all your spices and get all new ones. You can still cook the same food, but just add different spices to it to make it taste different.
I'm not going to ditch the current spice selection I have because it's great. I will incorporate some new ones. I did recently find, hey, here you go. If you ever want to try something new, try za'atar.
Za'atar?
Z'ATAR, I believe, or ZAA. It's delicious.
Okay.
And that was definitely a game changer.
Za'atar?
Za'atar.
Plus, it's just fun to say.
It is.
Za'atar!
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.